Beautiful souls, this is a preview from today's angel story.
When you feel her, what does it feel like?
Just the joy. Yeah, it just, my whole body lights up and I can't help but smile.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Friends, today we have Mandy here to share her angel stories. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yay. And I believe that you're an angel member too, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. All the way from Australia, right?
Yes, in Tasmania, right down the very bottom of Australia.
Amazing. So I'm going to have you take it away and share your first story.
Thank you. So I was in a job that I really knew that I needed to leave, but I wouldn't listen. And I got a tummy bug that hung around for days and days, and it was so bad. And I ended up taking some medication to try and settle things down. Turns out I was allergic to that medication and I ended up in hospital. So I just started to become a little bit more well, and I went back to work. And I think I only did one shift, and then the next day I came home and I was just walking around and I fell over and broke my toe on the ground. And so that led me into, right, what are my priorities? What do I need to sort out here? So I plucked up the courage and I finally quit. And within a very short space of time, I was sort of thinking, oh, where am I going? What am I doing? And I picked up some work that was just a fill-in, and until something else came along that really made my heart sing. And I kept hearing this little voice saying, go and see this lady. And I'm like, why? And I told my husband, and he sort of poo-pooed the idea, and so I didn't act on it. And a couple of days later he said to me, oh, how did you go with going to see, you know, this lady? And I said, well, I didn't go, sort of down on the idea. And he said, oh, no, still go. So the next day I called in and she said, well, actually, we had applications open for a position, but they closed just 2 days ago. But she said, if you go home and get your application to me by the end of the day, she said, we'll put it in. And so I did. And, yeah, I got the job. So that was pretty fabulous.
That's amazing. I love that. I'm going to have you take it away and share your next one. Plus, if anybody's watching on YouTube, is this your art behind you? This is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it is my art.
Beautiful. So you got the job. Are you still at the job?
Sort of. I'm still with the same organization, just in a different department now. So, yeah, and that was about 10 years ago.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, share your next one.
So in 2022, I lost my sister. She died from motor neurone disease. And the beautiful people that I work with all chipped in and bought me a gift voucher to purchase something in her memory. I decided upon a wind chime to put in our garden in memory of Jenny. And I went to the garden shop, and I had in my head, I was thinking of getting a bamboo one because Jenny loved Japanese gardens. So I went in and I had I looked at bamboo wind chimes, and I sort of moved them to listen, and it's like, oh, no, the sound's just all wrong. So I went back inside and I had a look at the display that they had there, and they had this green one. And when I moved it, I was like, oh, it just really moved something in my heart. I thought, that is just beautiful. But It was green, which is not my favourite colour. And I sort of thought, oh, I'll keep looking. And there was a little one with blue birds on it. And Jenny had said to me when she passed that she would come back to me as a bluebird, and then I would know that she was with me. So I looked at the bluebird one. It was really pretty, but the sound was just all wrong. So I ended up choosing the green one. And as the fellow was wrapping it up for me, I suddenly became aware of music playing over a radio. And I stopped and I listened to it and I thought, oh my goodness, it was the song that was playing at my sister's funeral. And I just burst into tears and thought, oh my goodness, yep, she's happy with the purchase.
Oh my goodness. I love those moments. And then I've had those moments too, where I've been on a plane and after my dad passed and just, I could not stop the waterworks. And I feel like people around us in life are like, what is happening to this person? But it's wonderful. And I can just see that and feel that and her love. That's amazing. So do you still have the wind chime?
I certainly do. And so now, you know, if it starts dinging and there's no wind around, I think, oh, she's here. Which brings me to my third angel story, is that I came home from work one day. As I was coming through the gate, the wind chime started to ding, and I looked around and I thought, there's not a breath of wind. And I said, oh, hi, Jen. I'm about to head off to yoga. And I said, would you like to come with me? And I heard this. She said, oh, no, I'll be with Jimmy. That's her partner. And I said, oh, no worries. That's fine. So I went inside and I got changed and got my water and everything, and then I headed back out to yoga. And whenever I turn up at yoga, I always just put out my mat and I just sit and ground myself and just have a little chat to the angels. And then I just noticed this immense feeling of happiness and joy just bubble up through my body. And I had this big smile on my face. And I thought, she's here. She's come to yoga with me. And I said to her, oh, I didn't think you could come to yoga. I thought you'd be with Jimmy. And I heard this, he's eating his dinner. I just laughed and I thought, yeah, well, I suppose he would be about this time. And then partway through the practice, I could just, I don't know, just something changed and I couldn't feel her then. And so, yeah, it was just beautiful.
When you feel her, what does it feel like?
Oh, just the joy. Yeah, it just, my whole body lights up. And I can't help but smile.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's almost like this warm blanket wrapped around my shoulders, just kind of hugging me tight, or like a loose tightness, but just snug.
Yes.
Did you know I give away a new free reading each month to a listener who leaves a 5-star rating of this show on Apple Podcasts or Amazon? After you leave 5 stars, go over to the Contact Me page on my website, theangelmedium.com. Fill out the Contact Me form, letting us know that you gave 5 stars. That way we can contact you when you win. The more 5 stars you leave, the more chances you have to win. And your name always stays in until you do. Don't forget to stay subscribed to our emails so that you know when you've won your free session with me. Sending you so much love and gratitude for your support on this. Thank you. Now let's dive back into the show. Let's do something together, and this will be really fun because everybody who's listening can do this with us. So, Mandy, I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to take a deep breath in, deep breath out, and I want you to ask the cherub angels to just open your entire energy, all of the cells in your body, all of the molecules surrounding you. Ask the cherubs to just open you to that oneness energy, where you feel your oneness with all that is.
And feel how your body's vibration just completely comes into this higher vibration automatically. And from this place, I want you to tune in. For Mandy, it's going to be her sister on the other side. For anybody listening, it could be a grandparent. It could be anyone that you feel you want to connect with. And if you don't have anybody on the other side, your angel said connect with them. And I want you to imagine that you're just sitting down, your friends, your loved one on the other side, your angel on the other side is sitting right across from you. Maybe you're holding hands, maybe you embraced and they welcomed you with a hug. But I want you to allow them to just share a message with you here and now. That message might come auditorily, you might hear it, see it as a vision, feel it as a knowingness, feel something within your physical body. But just ask them a question and allow them to respond by bringing you a message right here, right now. And I want you to also see these group, let's say one group of angels that comes up to greet you as well. And these are the angels of blessings and miracles. And I want you to allow this group of angels to channel this loving energy towards you. As they do, they're breaking down some of your barriers, some of your walls, some of your blocks within your energy field so that they can get through to your heart. The angels of blessings and miracles said that if you're listening right now, that you need to know that both of these groups of angels are working with you, trying to bring in blessings and miracles, and they want you to see it. They want you to feel it. They want you to believe it. So I want you to tune in to those angels right now and ask them, what blessings and what miracles are you bringing into my life right now? And allow yourself to hear back the message that you receive. Friends, a lot of times we get in our own way because we think too small. We imagine a blessing, a miracle coming in, and it is just so much smaller than what the angels want to bring through to us. So your angel said, know that the messages that you just received were from them, but don't limit yourself. Allow yourself to stay open to just so much abundance and health, wealth, happiness, friendship, connection, love, grace, everything wash into your lives. And don't put any limits on it. Don't cap it. Allow it all to flow to you and allow your angels to take you to the greatest heights possible. Mandy, I know that your sister is doing that for you. And as you were tuning in, what messages did you get?
That she's so very proud of me. And that because I have a goal this year of wanting to have an exhibition or to start displaying some of my artworks. And I really feel her pushing me to do that. And yeah, the angels are supporting me also. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, your art is just gorgeous.
Thank
you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing your time with us. I know that your sister is always talking to you, working with you. And I'm just so glad that you can hear her.
Yes, it makes the loss much easier to know that I can still have those conversations with her.
Was there anything that really helped you hear from her more clearly?
Not really. I think just because we were so close and we always had conversations, you know, and because we knew that this condition was going to take her life, we stopped talking about the fluff and we got down to really talking from heart to heart about so much before she could no longer speak. So I feel truly blessed that, you know, we got that opportunity, and it was still so, so wonderful to actually hear her voice that very first time. So,
You know, as you were talking right there, she was showing me this vision. And sometimes they have to relate something to my life so that I understand it, so that I can give it back to you. And they said, your sister goes, Julie, imagine if you never heard your mom's voice. How would you understand who she is, what she's about, and the energy of her? And our voice is just so important to who we are. It's one of the things that I teach the clients that I work with a lot of times who struggle with connecting with a pet on the other side. Because if we give them a voice, sometimes it's easier to hear them. And what your sister was showing me through you talking is hearing her heart in words as she spoke it to you opens us up to a different, deeper part of her and a deeper part of her essence, and that you're able to connect with through that. And I'd love to write more about this, but it's so important to connect with the voice of our loved one. There's something that happens where we're able to get those messages more clearly. And it's just a message that she wanted to bring through. So thank you for letting me stay on and share that last piece.
Thank you so very much. Yeah.
Of course. For everybody listening, if you have angel stories to share, we would love to have you on the show. Please go over to theangelmedium.com and use the contact form on the contact page to submit your angel story. Thank you so much, Mandy. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you, Julie.
Mwah. Bye, friend.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You can do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com, or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.